Number 40 will be the song that we'll sing here to loosen up and get our throats going here. Following the singing of this song, our brother Mike Butterbaugh will lead us in an opening prayer. And then we're going to just take off down the list here of various song leaders. Please limit your songs to no more than two. And we should have plenty of time to allow everyone a good opportunity to lead songs. So number 40. Do do mi so.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty, holy with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing waters flow. Let the fiery, cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee.
For a minute there, I thought Mike was waiting for me to tell him how to pronounce my name. Would you bow with me, please? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time thankful for this day that you have set aside for us to come together and to worship you, to honor and glorify your name, and to gather with fellow saints and encourage one another and prepare for the week to come. We thank you, Father, for this evening and for the songs of praise that we can sing to you. We pray, Father, that the things we do here and the scriptures we read and the prayers that are offered up might honor and glorify your name, and that you might be pleased with us being here. We pray, Father, for those that are sick, that you would help them to recover from their illnesses. We pray, Father, for those who are not here this evening, that for whatever the reason it might be removed and that they might assemble with us once again. We pray, Father, for guidance in our lives, for forgiveness of our sins. We ask this all in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Please open to number 59. If I could steer your ear for just 1 second, I was thinking about something. I forget which song leader it was, but one of the song leaders mentioned that we might try again to experiment with the songs on the wall over here again. I remember years ago when we tried that, it didn't work out so well. And then when I moved up to the Monroe area, I was attending in Monroe, they have that. And I'll tell you, for the first few months, it feels really strange. But now that I'm back here, and I've been back here for a few months, the book feels really strange. And I tell you, I remember when the words are on the wall, it helps you sit up straighter. You can sing louder because your vocal cords aren't restrained, looking down, and the book's not locking to the psalm leader. You could actually pay more attention to the psalm leader. So that's just my 2 cents. So if we do get to try it again, I just ask, try it out with an open heart. It actually helped me out. Maybe it might help you out. Okay, ready?
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Open your blue books. We're going to sing song 734. 734. The battle belongs to the Lord. It's my favorite song, so I had to pick it. You know, somebody put it on the board.
In heaven the armor will enter the land, the battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons that fashioned against us will stand, the battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory.
After this song, we'll be led in prayer by Brother Burris. I'll fly away. Please stand for the song. I can't sit when we sing the song.
Some glad morning when this life is over. Father, at this time approaching you in prayer, I wanted to express the blessing of today, the refreshing you have provided through the worship and study of your word. With this time, this evening, to cap off this day of refreshing of the soul and body by singing praises to you. Father, it's a great privilege to do this, and it's a great benefit to each of us individually to come out of the world and be in the presence of this spiritual family of ours, to share together in this praises of you in song and in prayer. We are most thankful for that. And to be honest, I think that's what, here in the middle of this service, is the most appropriate thing to thank you for. I know the other prayers that will be offered tonight will touch on other subjects, but it's such a blessing, and today has been a wonderful day for me, I know, from all day long, and that this evening is just truly capping it off to be able to sing these praises
to you. And God, we hope that everything that we have done today and will do for the rest of this day is pleasing in your sight. And we ask this prayer in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I had considered reading the 119th Psalm, but time being what it is. So if you'd like to follow along, let's read the 8th Psalm. Very pretty Psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes you have established strength. Because of your adversaries, to make them, to make the enemy and the vengeful cease. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him lower, made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, also all the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Amen.
Number 46.
Psalm number 46. A worthy prayer to word, whether in prayer or in song. Keep me near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. Near the cross, I'll watch and wait. Oh.
one up here? Yeah,
there it is. In the blue book, 737. Hallelujah, which means praise God. So many reasons we have to lift up our voices in praise to God and to give Him our hearts. 737.
Alleluia.
Song number 770 in the blue book. 770.
When as a sinner I came,
Took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul.
Now there's a certain songs that words, you know, and you memorize them and you internalize them and you put them in your heart. And I remember when I was in the Air Force, I was a firefighter and I'd be on standby and I had to be, you know, watching these fueling operations or these engine run-ups or whatever, and you're just standing looking for a fire to start, you know, and it's not going to start. You're standing there for an hour and a half. And that's when I really learned a lot of these and worked on a lot of these and actually kind of internalized them. And I'd be out there, what's Paul doing? He's kind of singing gospel songs, singing. And he's having a good time out. He doesn't mind being on standby. Well, he could have been in the station messing around or something, but I was on standby and I was learning the songs. Song number 455. It's a beautiful song. It's a kind of an upbeat song, 455. I'll live in glory. We'll sing all three songs. I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted days and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story there on high. There with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I want to be of service along this pilgrim way and lead the lost to Jesus as fervently I pray. As day by day I travel, I'll keep him ever nigh and live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high. There with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. The end I know is nearing. By faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to him forever and look beyond the sky and spend the endless ages in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story there on high. There with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh,
have time for a few more songs. Something was being whispered to me by Bill there, but I didn't quite catch what that was. Let's turn to some of the ones written on the board here. Number 1A. We haven't sang that one for a while. Message here.
First, we'll sing number 225. Got something. Pardon me.
No. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies, strong in the strength which God supplies through His beloved Son, strong in the Lord of hosts and in His mighty power.
I said, if you'd please mark your songbooks at number 84. In Mark, the 11th chapter,